This is a Triple J podcast.
Hey, it's Dave Marchese with this week's Deep Dive, and we're focusing on someone who really probably courts controversy like no other person in the world at the moment. Her name is Tia Billinger. You won't know her from that name. You'll know her from her stage name, though, Bonnie Blue. Someone who sparks fascination, fury in people around the world. Like her claims to have had sex with more than 1,000 men in 12 hours. A physical feat, according to some, or a public degradation. There's no doubt Bonnie Blue is divisive, but is she an example of female empowerment, in control of her own sexuality, a feminist?
You are the perfect end result of feminism.
Do you think you're a good role model for women?
I'm a clear example of what women have fought for years.
Or is she spreading dangerous messages? In a moment, you're going to hear my chat with Dr. Lexi Eichelboom, who's from the Australian Catholic University.
Underneath all of the sort of shock value and the glamour of the packaging and the vulgarity and all of that, there's actually this very old, reassuring, conservative, but also very dangerous fantasy that women's value comes from their availability to male desire.
The reason we're talking about this is because exams are almost up, school is almost out, and that means schoolies in Australia is about to kick off. And for 17 and 18-year-olds finishing school, they're really excited. Bonnie Blue has spoken to the media this week here in Australia, saying she is planning on heading to the Gold Coast to film during Schoolies Week, even though she's been banned from the country.
Hey, parents, that you think you've stopped me, but I'm still going to drain your son next week. I'm still going to be attending Schoolies.
So is she getting in, or is all of this just a giant publicity stunt?
This is also a complicated sort of business model that she has, in which she is sort of preying on complicated emotions in other people in order to make money.
We've been hearing from a lot of you on Hack's Instagram. Let's just say the comments have been coming through fast. People who support Bonnie or don't care and think that we shouldn't even be focusing attention here, but others who have really strong opinions and say, hey, if the tables were turned, if we were talking about an older man, there'd be a lot more outrage. Hack reporter Shalila Medora has been looking into what's been happening this week.
Hack. She's famous for her sexual stunts.
Well, I can guarantee you your son absolutely loved it, and I've got liquid evidence of your son having a good time with me.
An adult content creator, Bonnie Blue, has her sights set on Australia again.
I think it's going to frustrate a lot of parents, so I am very excited for Schoolies. I think this is going to cause the biggest uproar this year.
That's what she said in a big interview with A Current Affair on Channel 9 this week. But there's a problem. Here's Defence Industry Minister Pat Conroy.
She currently doesn't have a visa. Ultimately, it's a call for the Home Affairs Minister.
There's a bit of a backstory here. So right now, Bonnie Blue is technically banned from Australia. Her visa was cancelled in 2024 when she tried to recruit barely legal 18-year-old men to do porn at Schoolies.
I want to help celebrate you finishing school, so bring your friends.
Her visa was cancelled because she didn't have working rights in Australia. Not because of the content, by the way. She then tried her luck in Fiji to capture the Schoolies crew there. That didn't work out too well either.
I got banned. I got escorted out of the country.
She reckons that isn't a problem and that she'll be back in Australia this month.
I don't want to give too much away, but let's just say I've got good lawyers and I will be doing Schoolies this year.
Under Australian law, if you've had your visa cancelled, you can't re-enter the country for 3 years. To enter during that exclusion period, you need to get a waiver from the government. At this point, that seems unlikely. Bonnie doesn't seem too worried.
A good lawyer gets you a very long way, maybe even down under.
So what do sex workers in Australia think of how all this is playing out? Mish Pony is the CEO of the Australian Sex Workers Association, the Scarlet Alliance.
You know, Bonnie Blue's marketing strategy is her own. She's obviously generating a lot of media, which is potentially very good for her brand, and good luck to her.
Mish says Bonnie has a right to conduct her business as she sees fit. The real issue is the way we're talking about her.
I think that's what we need to address, the deep-rooted misogyny, whorephobia and slut-shaming that is targeted at Bonnie Blue and sex workers more broadly.
And they reckon the way we talk about Bonnie Blue influencing young impressionable men is a bit patronising too.
Young men are adults. They do have choice and agency, and we should respect that.
Hack on Triple J.
Shalala Medora reporting there. And look, yeah, lots of opinions on Bonnie Blue. Obviously, one popular one that comes through, we really shouldn't be giving this person publicity, is someone on the text line now. I mean, it's really difficult when, you know, you've got politicians who are weighing in and speaking about it. Lots of parents, groups, having discussions about this creator. To discuss it further, with me is Dr. Lexi Eichelberm, a researcher at ACU. Lexi, thank you very much for joining us on Hack.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
What do you think it is that gets people so riled up about Bonnie Blue?
Yeah, I think there's a kind of doublespeak happening here where she will talk a lot about her own autonomy and independence, but there are ways that she's actually restricting the conditions of consent for other women, because she promotes the stunts that she does by shaming other women for not being as available to men as she is. So underneath all of the sort of shock value and the glamour of the packaging and the vulgarity and all of that, there's actually this very old, reassuring, conservative, but also very dangerous fantasy that women's value comes from their availability to male desire, and that men are essentially entitled to women's bodies. And she uses this language that men deserve what it is that they want and that they should come to her to get what they are owed. And I think that that is quite enraging to a lot of women.
I mean, Bonnie herself argues that she's talking about consent, that she's raising discussions around boundaries with young men, and that's really important. It does sound like, though, you're saying that there is a lot of dangerous messaging as well.
Yeah, the difficulty is that consent is not something that happens in a vacuum. There are other pressures that work on the mind before two people even come into the room together, where women can feel pressured to behave in certain ways, to give things that maybe their partner wants, but that they don't want to do because they are concerned that maybe their partner will go somewhere else, or that they will be a bad woman if they don't do this. And Bonnie Blue is reinforcing those sorts of messages that actually can really work to compromise consent.
You're listening to Hack. I'm Dave Marchese. I'm speaking with Dr. Lexi Eichelberm, a researcher at the Australian Catholic University, and we're talking about Bonnie Blue, all this talk about her after she gave a big interview with Australian media, Channel 9, this week, and promised to be at schoolies later this month. Got messages coming through on the text line now. Someone says Bonnie Blue should not be allowed in the country. Another person says Bonnie Blue's behaviour is predatory and creepy, coming from a female sex-positive feminist. Another person, I just want to say, what would happen if this was a guy doing this to women? And then we've got other people on the text line saying, let her in. I've got no issue with this whatsoever. Lexi, I mean, we've heard sex workers just a few minutes ago say there is a lot of misogyny directed at Bonnie Blue. Do you think that is a big issue as well?
I think that there is misogyny that Bonnie Blue herself is directing towards other women. And she has the right to do with her body what she wants. And she also has the right to engage in sex work. But this is also a complicated sort of business model that she has, in which she is sort of preying on complicated emotions in other people in order to make money, in ways that she's not just sort of, you know, using her body to make money, but also selling a larger fantasy that's bigger than just her as a person. And I think it's important that we hold not only men, but also women responsible for the sorts of things that they do in the world without that having to be misogyny or hatred of women generally.
We've got a lot more messages coming through. Someone says, you know who has choice and agency? The immigration department is that person's message there. Another person says, if she wants to come to Australia to have sex with people, then let her. There's nothing wrong with that. Someone else, though, says the double standards are real. If men her age targeted 18-year-old women to recruit them for porn, they'd be called out for predatory behaviour. Well, I'm speaking with Dr. Lexi Eichelberm about Bonnie Blue being in the media this week, promising to come to schoolies. Lexi, you've written about this conflict people feel towards her, that on one hand she says she's empowered, autonomous with her sexuality, on the other people think she is predatory and harmful, and we're seeing a lot of those messages come through on our text line now. You've written about whether she's seen as a feminist or a monster. Do you have an answer at the end of that?
Yeah, my answer is that I think we should see her as neither. So, you know, this goes to the misogyny comment where I don't want to sort of do too much to demonize her as an individual, because she is making the choices that she is making also within a system that is rigged against women. And so to win in that system, there are certain sorts of pathways that are currently available that make becoming somebody like Bonnie Blue an understandable choice for a woman. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it is a good choice, because it might involve betraying other women like she is doing and subservience to male values. But the issue here is bigger than Bonnie Blue. It's about the system that sort of can push women into these sorts of choices that are not necessarily good for them or for all women at the end of the day.
Well, look, thank you very much for your analysis. A lot of people have been loving it, Dr. Lexi Eichelboom. So I appreciate you coming on and making time for us. Thanks for coming on Hack.
Thanks for having me.
And more messages. Scotty from Dubbo says, I see this as no different to toolies heading up to schoolies to prey on school leavers. Interesting point from Scotty there. And another person says, if Bonnie Blue were a male adult star wanting to sleep with barely adult women, there would be a different narrative here. These young men are 18. They're also impressionable teenagers. Yeah, some really interesting issues that Bonnie Blue sparks of misogyny, feminism, pornography, consent, how all of this intersects with social media, what it means, you know, with what you're doing with a platform, a voice or a following. It's definitely something that I've found interesting to delve into, and it's not going away anytime soon. Like, this conversation's going to keep evolving, and we're going to keep you across it as it does. But that is all we've got time for on Hack's Deep Dive for now. I'll catch you next time.